Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Ohio voters head to the polls today in a special election that could affect the future of abortion law in the state. The issue on the ballot, critics claim, would make it more difficult to amend the state constitution to get citizens' initiatives before voters. The measure would raise the threshold for approval on amendments to 60% instead of the current simple majority. Supporters say the goal is to keep out-of-state special interest groups from coming into the state and influencing Ohio law. It's going to cost you more to get your kids ready for school this year, John Schaefer explains.
Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids. This shopper saying cuts will have to be made somewhere.
We're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year. To make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion compared to last year's $37 billion.
Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thousands of jobs will be lost when Tyson Foods shuts down four U.S. chicken processing plants.
The Arkansas-based company said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices and as well as the reduced demand for beef products. The company's also struggling with declining profits. Experts say some consumers are looking for lower-cost protein alternatives because of inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least two people are dead as powerful storms slammed parts of the South and East Coast yesterday. In Alabama, a man was killed when he was struck by lightning, while a teen in South Carolina died from falling out of a tree. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses were without power Monday night, affecting several states like North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Millions of Americans had also been under tornado watches. The storms prompted widespread flight delays and cancellations as some airports and eastern hubs had to issue ground stoppages. As of 4 a.m. Eastern, well over 100,000 homes in Pennsylvania are still without power. The number in North Carolina is 141,000 homes. Virginia, Tennessee, Maryland, Georgia, and South Carolina has tens of thousands in each state without power. Home prices are up and reaching highs across the country. A new report from Black Knight says prices went up by 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets across the USA. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have the founder and proprietor of RegandBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Well, you know, just having all kinds of fun watching the three-ring circus that we call the bureaucracy. I mean, could you believe what they were doing with RFK? They're having a hearing on censorship, and they want... They want to censor him. I mean, the left has lost their minds, haven't they?
Yeah, it was kind of like watching the Kafka trials if I was alive at the time. And this is exactly what the Democrats' design is for their political enemies, whether it's a Democrat like RFK Jr. who steps outside of the progressive left's mantra, especially when it comes to COVID, or if it's someone like Donald Trump, who is the greatest threat to their power. And I don't mean that he's going to win the next election, but you can always tell who they fear most.
Exactly.
And they're weaponizing the government against those who they fear most. I'm really hoping and cheering on RFK Jr. to be the spoiler in this race. I think he could be the Ross Perot of years past.
Exactly. Exactly.
He could actually peel away some Democratic votes from Joe Biden, because even Democrats don't like Joe Biden. The only people that like Joe Biden are his son, so he can pilfer money from our foreign enemies, and Barack Obama, so he can use Joe as a figurehead to have his third term.
Yeah, and this is the thing, you know, speaking of Barack Obama, Barack Obama is left out of this axiom, especially when we're talking about all the graft that has been taking place between the Biden family. Let's include Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. I mean, the pay-for-play has been going on for a long time. And, Megan, I find it quite curious that nobody brings up Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the president at the time. This was his people doing this. So we know 10% was going to the big guy. Was there another 10% going to the even bigger guy? You know, what is it? Barack Obama had to get something out of this, because the thing that we know about the Democrats, they have perfected this whole idea of quid pro quo. They always want to know what's in it for me. And I don't see how Barack Obama could avoid, you know, that temptation, especially when he has underlings, you know, his three lieutenants, like his vice president, secretary of state, and John Kerry, involved in all these shenanigans. How does he avoid any kind of accountability?
Well, because he's the first black president. So to say anything against the first black president or question the dealings or even bring up, like you just brought up, is entirely racist, don't you know?
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, that's the race card in play. It provides immunity from scandal. It provides immunity from responsibility. It provides immunity from accountability. And that's exactly what Barack Obama has going for him. Now, his race card should actually be cut in half because he's only half black, but he has been revered as the first black president. And so, you know, the first family, the Barack Obama first family, the Obama first family, who knows what they were involved in. But what we do know is that the Biden family had, I think it's close to 3 dozen bank accounts. In order to bribe foreign officials and then use those foreign bank accounts, or excuse me, use those 3 dozen bank accounts in order to basically hide foreign money transactions.
Right. And they're even suggesting now with this recent reveal is that there's offshore accounts involved. So no big surprise on this, right? Because this is what people who, you know, who do this kind of thing that, you know, and of course, Ukraine, here it is. Ukraine is the, you know, is the capital of the world when it comes to, you know, cleansing money, right?
Yeah, money laundering. I mean, it was known for years as the money laundering capital of the world. You know, why do you think that Hunter Biden took one of his first jobs while his dad was vice president as a chair of an energy company? He had no idea anything about energy. The only thing that gave Hunter Biden any experience in energy are the cocaine bumps that he was doing off a prostitute's back.
Right.
So there's really nothing that the Biden family honestly has done in an honest way that has propelled them to the highest power in the country. And the fact that Merrick Garland shows absolutely no interest in this makes him complicit in these crimes. And I remember months ago when we were talking about this, he said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, absolutely nothing, because Merrick Garland is the attorney general.
Right. Yeah. And so unless they're able to impeach him, you know, it stops the dominoes from falling. You're exactly right with the attorney general. Because he's not going to address this. He's not going to address some of these things are becoming quite obvious. I mean, and the other thing too is these things, Megan, you and I have been talking about this for years, you know, and the left is like hearing this, you know, like for the first time. It's like, wait a minute, what planet have you been on that you didn't know that Hunter Biden had this laptop? That there was, you know, that he was sending, you know, buying prostitutes, sending them across state lines. I mean, they freaked out when Marjorie Taylor Greene held up, here's an airline ticket. This is a gal. She crossed over these states. That's a federal offense. You know.
I guess I learned something watching the hearings called the Mann Doctrine, that you can't shuffle women or men or people across state lines for sexual purposes, and that's exactly what Hunter Biden was using United Airlines as his pimp jet, and basically just funneling all of these women from all over the country into Washington D.C. or where have you.
I think you're being overly. I think he sent her, you know, he shipped her over so she could bring some M&Ms to him. It had nothing to do with sex. It just incidentally did, but the M&Ms were most important.
Well, I guess
right?
She was a paralegal, so maybe she was taking shorthand notes. I don't know, but we do know that Hunter Biden's laptop is real, even though we were told it was fake. We do know that very powerful people work to suppress that information, including those with security clearances, calling it Russian disinformation. And I will guarantee you that the very people, the agency that had security clearances that were in the intelligence community knew it was fake, knew it was real, told the American public it was fake, and still hold their security clearances.
Yes. And they participated. They participated ultimately in an election that was compromised and stolen.
Yes, they interfered with election. This was the largest election
right.
interference I think that we've witnessed. It wasn't Macedonian bot farmers in 2016. It wasn't the Russians in 2016. The 2020 election was rigged, and it was rigged by the very people that are in power now and who maintain power.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BreakingBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. You know, you were talking about what a scandal this is. And when you compare what they did to January 6th, January 6th is nothing compared to what the social media oligarchs, what the FBI, what the Justice Department did in placing one Joseph Biden into the White House.
Yeah, and you still have lemmings running around screaming that five people were murdered by rioters on January 6th. Nothing happened, but that's what the press told them, so they just repeat the narrative and they repeat the lie, and then sooner or later the lie becomes the truth. And so, you know, this is what we have, and this is what we have when we have not only the social media, but we have the mainstream media, which has not done its job in decades to hold those in power accountable. They show absolutely no interest in challenging the Democratic Party or questioning those in power in the Democrat Party. I wrote about this extensively after my Trump interview.
Yes, I was going to talk to you about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I interviewed President Trump. I think it was nearly 2 weeks ago now on Saturday. I asked him a whole variety of questions, like how is he going to win in a rigged system, as he claims? How is he going to win Nevada, et cetera? And he said that he said one sentence that Nevada, the state is, meaning Nevada, either said disgusting or despicable. But he wasn't saying that Nevadans were disgusting or despicable. He wasn't saying that Nevada was disgusting or despicable. He was saying it in the context of our voting laws.
Exactly.
And our voting laws are despicable and disgusting. And so what the mainstream media did was take that one sentence out of a 22-minute interview, out of a very lengthy answer, and turn it into something that it wasn't.
Right.
And that's exactly what the press does.
Right. Well, that's what he did. That's what they did with the border issue. Remember when he said they're sending us their word? They're not sending the best people. And then, you know, what do we hear years later? You know, who's coming? I mean, they're emptying out their jails. They're emptying out, you know, people who have committed crimes in their home country and sending them, you know, sending them north into the United States. Thank you very much. Buenvenidos. But he was maligned along the same lines just by being taken out of context, just like he did here in this particular case in your interview with him there in Nevada.
Right. And context is everything. If you look under the Society of Journalism Ethics, professional journalism, under the Code of Ethics, they talk about context. They say, do not take things out of context. If you are an ethical journalist, you will not take things out of context. And yet that's all we have from the mainstream media. It's a continued narrative instead of a context, instead of the actual facts. And speaking of the border, They tried to malign President Trump, and then, of course, confuse or influence or manipulate the Hispanic community by saying that President Trump said Mexicans are rapists. He said nothing of the sort.
Exactly.
But that still is perpetuated, and that is still believed by far too many people due to the mainstream media's malpractice, their journalism malpractice. They do that continually with Republicans, but if you'll notice, if a Democrat says something controversial and wades into controversial waters, then all of a sudden it's about context. Then they find the context.
Right, exactly.
Or they create the context.
Exactly. More creating and manipulation of the context, kind of like for so many years, you know, trying to tell us that what Joe Biden did in withholding $1 billion to the Ukraine government in order that his son would be protected and the prosecutor would be fired. I mean, they mushed that up and confused it up that people didn't either. They didn't hear about it, or the context in which they delivered it seemed to think that, you know, that was okay. It wasn't that bad a deal, when it was clearly a quid pro quo deal. It was manipulative. And now that we're getting more and more information about what was going on in Ukraine, Hunter Biden alliances, you know, attorneys that are saying, well, you know, I was called in to, you know, support, you know, what was going on in Burisma because Hunter Biden was dumber than a rock and they didn't trust him. So they had to bring in some more help. But meanwhile, you know, they'd already committed to, you know, pay Joe Biden and Hunter Biden $5 million each, right?
Right, and it even comes to the cocaine in the White House. I mean, they just found a baggie of cocaine in the White House.
And they blow it up. And they blow it up.
They blow it up. Yeah. Yeah, and they blow it up. So
well,
like
it worked for Hillary. Hillary got rid of 30,000 emails. She blows up everything, blows up evidence, the whole deal, no big whoop. So I guess we just blow up the... I mean, what do you...
Without accountability, the criminality will continue. I've
right,
said that
exactly.
time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do have is a criminal government.
Right.
It operates with impunity. It operates without any oversight. And when you have that much power amassed and centralized, centralized power corrupts.
Right,
and
exactly.
So, you know, you still have Democrats, and I sat with them at a school board meeting, unfortunately, for 6.5 hours the other day, covering a school board meeting. You still have these dopes that will vote for Joe Biden in spite of all of the evidence in front of them. The Democrats are complicit in these crimes. I don't care if they are Democrats in rural Washoe County, Nevada, or in Arlington, Virginia. Those who could support this government are complicit in the corruption of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, this is why, you know, in my humble opinion, Megan, they're so afraid of Donald Trump. Because of everybody that's out there, who do you think has the wherewithal and the passion to clean this mess up? I don't see any other candidate that could even come close to it. And they know that. As you and I know that, and that's why they're so afraid of Donald Trump and are relentless in trying to kneecap him at every turn.
Well, that's right. Who do they fear the most? Just look at who they continually
exactly.
target.
Exactly.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
Because he's the greatest threat. I think that Vivek Ramaswamy says some very interesting things,
mm-hmm.
Although he's now second. He's polling at 12%. I think that DeSantis does some very interesting things, falling at the same in second place. But who they fear the most is who they are attacking the most.
Exactly.
And that is Donald Trump.
Well, the thing is, because he's been there, he's done it before. And I believe him. I believe that he is capable of, for example, resolving the Ukraine issue. He says, give me 24 hours. You know, Chris Christie laughs about it. Well, Chris Christie's a joke. I mean, he doesn't even have the capacity. Donald Trump at least has the capacity to consider resolving the problem and remedying the problem in 24 hours. Give me somebody who has at least that idea and passion to realize that objective versus somebody who says it's impossible. It could never happen. Well, you know what? You're right. With you, it is impossible. It will never happen. With Donald Trump, who says he could resolve Ukraine and the Russia conflict within 24 hours, it's possible because he has done this time and time again. Remember, Barack Obama said when he went into office, when Donald Trump went into office, he goes, GDP, it's going to stay under 2%. There's no way this guy's, you know, he's on something. It's impossible. It's going to happen. What happened under Donald Trump? Almost lickety-split. The GDP started climbing. And you know, when he turns over a vibrant GDP to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden readily did everything he could to kneecap the growth of our country and our GDP, and throws us into inflation. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, and according to Joe Biden, Bidenomics is working. It's working great. Inflation is down to 3%. Well, inflation doesn't take in consideration the cost of energy. When I just paid over $5 a gallon of gas the other day. People are still paying a high amount for housing.
Exactly.
You have a crunch in the housing market where people are staying in their houses, and housing sales have plummeted to some of the lowest since Trump was in office.
Of course, it's a continuation of what Barack Obama did as well. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan.
days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case, after the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride, having all kinds of fun, aren't we? Hey, speaking of fun, here he is without his clown suit on this time. You know, you look different when you're not wearing your clown suit. In fact, sometimes I can't recognize you. It's surely I just. Yeah, thanks a lot. Jeff Kemp is with us, the former NFL QB, ministry leader, and just all-around good guy who puts up with my silliness. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, getting better here. The hip is moving. I've graduated to a cane now, and they told me I'm supposed to be leaping tall buildings here in about another week or so.
Well,
I'm excited.
When you're ready, I'll join you with my artificial left hip, and I probably got to get an artificial right one pretty soon.
Well, maybe between the two of us, we might keep each other on the straight and narrow. You got the left, I got the right covered here, you know? So, hey, it's all good.
We'll at least set off every alarm in the airport.
Yeah, can you imagine? Huh? I know I've got to get a card that says, "Hey, don't arrest me. I do have metal in my body." Right? That's going to be a new experience.
Anyway.
So anyway, let's talk identity. You know, you and I we broached this topic before, and it was so well received, and you wanted to kind of revisit this, and I think it's so important because of where we are right now in the culture. You know. You know, with confusion reigning and all kinds of misinformation flying around, in the process, we can lose our very own identity, can't we?
Yeah, I think I want to move from the macro and kind of the broad cultural stroke to the micro, the person. Mm-hmm. Right. On the macro, people are identifying themselves in many different labels, positions, categories, lifestyles, you know, left or right, etc. Mm-hmm. But when you come down to the micro, the personal, that's exactly the way God defined things in the first place. Every single human being, whether they know it or not, is created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the image of God is eternal. It's a soul. It's mm-hmm. a part of you that's going to live after you die. So it's not just your body and the things your body does. It's your relationship. So identity is fundamentally relational because God's a relational God. He made us, wants mm-hmm. to relate to him. So when you figure out that you are not the sum total of your performances or achievements mm-hmm. or what others say of you or the impressions that you give off on Instagram or Twitter or wherever you do your social media stuff, if you do that, even at work, you're not the position and the office you hold. Mm-hmm. Who you really are is who you are in relationship to God.
A
woman.
Wow,
is
I like
beloved,
that. I like that. Yes.
A woman is a beloved daughter of a perfect father. And a man mm-hmm. Or a boy is a son of a perfect father. And when you mm-hmm. live from that identity, which has been given to us through God's grace with Jesus adopting us back into his family, then you're free to not have to twist and turn and create images and perform and strive and worry about what they say or what they say might please
them.
You can live from your identity, which is like a plumb line, an anchor. That's so key. That's so key in life today.
Well, because the fact of the matter is, Jeff, you're living from your identity, but whose identity? The world's identity or God's identity? Have you become more of a human doing than a human being, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it's not even the human doing, it's the human impression. Remember, Andre Agassi was one of the first big superstar image-oriented athletes in his advertising campaign with Canon. It was called Image is Everything. And Andre was great, really was great. But his dad had pushed him to be a tennis player, and that's all he knew of himself. And he even had this image as the amazing, blonde, long-haired, swashbuckling superstar. But he started going bald, and he tried to keep his image, and he actually had a wig for a while, until one day it got damaged earlier in the day in a shower, and he was playing a match, and he was worried it was going to flop off, and it totally screwed him up and messed up his match. And mm-hmm. he eventually said, scrap that, I'll be who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think many of us could use that. Let's scrap the image. Let's scrap the pretending. Scrap the credentials and go to who does God say I am? Because he loves me no matter whether I'm performing well or not, whether I'm first string or third string or I get cut, whether society, you know, brags about me or criticizes me. So I think that's really, really key to know who we are, not that we are what we A, do, or B, the impression we give off. Because a lot of folks are into brand, you know, an impression and such today. That is not enough to anchor a solid life or good relationships.
Exactly. Well, you know, Jeff, I know how important your father was in your life. I'm mine the same way. And you imagine when you really understand that Almighty God, Father God, has that and then some beyond our imagination. Wow, right, huh? That just blows you away.
Not just and some. That and everything. Like my dad was great. He hugged me. He kissed me. He was at all my games. He bragged on me and my sisters and my brother. He just took such joy in us, and he didn't push us in a sense that we felt like, oh, he only loves us if we perform, or he's only happy if we win, or if we're the starter. Mm-hmm. He was always saying, "Your camp, be a leader. Your camp, be a leader. I believe in you.
Right.
Your days to come." Fabulous encourager. But it still kind of allowed me to form an identity of myself. I got to be a leader. Someday I'm going to be a great success. If I'm not that right now, maybe I'm not comfortable with myself. But that was great. But unless you know that Father God has died on the cross through his son Jesus for you and loves you unconditionally and is turning you into the version that you need to be, then you are not secure, and you're always trying to live up to some bigger impression, you know?
Right. Jeff, what do you say to those guys that say, man, that sounds good for, you know, for Jeff and Bill, but you don't know my life. You have no idea. I had alcoholic parents. I had drug-addled parents. You know, I was homeless at 8 years old. I mean, all the terrible stories that, some can live with, and they say, how do I make that shift? I want that shift. That sounds like something I need. How do I do that? What do you tell them?
Well, the reality is that everyone has a little bit of an orphan spirit. And yes, so many guys and women go through such hard things. But every single one of us needs and has a perfect father. And your story, no matter how broken or traumatized it is, can end up being used for good in God's hands, because God isn't about the past. He's not about your mess ups or what happened to you. He's about the future and turning the bad into good. I mean, look at Jesus on the cross. He turned the worst into the best.
Mm-hmm.
So the beginning of this whole thing is, I got to go see who God really is and read this Luke 15 story of the prodigal son and the father. Find out that's the kind of father God is. And then if you are serious, receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you receive the adoption as his son. And he doesn't say, fix yourself, clean your act up. He says, just come to me and let me change you. And he will. And you'll start living with his presence.
The fact that you're even asking that question gets you halfway there, right? I mean, you're asking the right question. So continue to pursue. Because Jesus says that, that you keep on knocking. And he will answer. And
not only do you keep on knocking, but God the Father is pursuing you.
Mm-hmm.
God is real. He doesn't turn his back on anyone. It's never too late to turn to him. And some of the greatest stories are those who turn to him late, like the thief on the cross who found his way into paradise in heaven. Went to heaven because he said, Jesus, I believe in you, I trust you. Take me to your kingdom.
Whatever measure of faith you may have at this moment, it doesn't have to be grand faith. Just a little bit of faith, Jesus said, as small as a mustard seed. Can you give God that much? Could you give him a mustard seed measure of faith and check it out? You know, Jeff Kemp, you're awesome, buddy. Appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back.
But you're going to love it.
And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, I hope you got started on a good day here, and glad you could join us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the Good News Girl to even brighten it up and make it even that much more special. She is Samantha Mao, and she's got all these great viral videos that are catching attention that everybody's talking about. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. Paxi, okay?
He's beating like a rock.
He's down for the count, huh? Well, when he wakes up, just give him a hug. Tell him Uncle Bill keeps praying for him. Doing well here, so I'm excited. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, look, we hear a lot of stories, and of course, I think probably if you go back in your youth, probably 50-60% of the kids on the planet did a ding dog ditch kind of episode, right? Did you ever ding dong ditch? No, you didn't? Okay,
yeah.
So. So I'm thinking 60, at least 60%. I may be a little low on that, but hey, look, at I mean, today it's worse, but we're not talking, you know, something as harmless as just ringing a doorbell. But in this particular case, you got a different twist to this ding-dong ditch thing, huh? What's going on?
So this is actually in Minnesota, a young guy named Jackson Prohl. He's 13 years old, and he mm-hmm. walked down to the gas station with his friends to get some snacks, and on the way back is... the other guys that are the same age, he's with them, they decide they're going to start ding-dong-ditching. And, you know, I think that Jackson just kind of saw this as, like, maybe teasing people or being mean, and I can kind of see it from that angle now, you know, thinking about when I was doing it. Yeah. You know, you're like, we were just being goofy, but anyway, he was like...
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
if somebody was ding-dong-ditching me right now, Sam, with my hip and recovering and
hobbling
around... Yeah, I might get a, you know, it's not a real pleasant thing. They're having a great laugh, but they didn't realize how long it took me to crawl to the door, you know, to answer somebody that's not there, right? Or a bag of poop that they lit on fire or anything. But go ahead.
So now we have doorbell cameras, though, so it kind of
right, exactly.
changes the game.
Yeah.
So what he does is he walks up to the doorbell camera and he leaves a message and he's like, you matter, all right. There's always going to be someone that cares about you and you're a good person. No matter what other people say, you matter. Whoever you are, you matter to someone. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget that. And it was just the way he said it. You know, I looked in the comments and I remember somebody being like, I aspire to be as cool as this guy. You know, he's just
exactly.
He's just a nice guy. And it actually ended up turning out that he was on on the video doorbell for a lady who was out of town. Her name's Ashley Mann, and she actually works with teenagers and like mental health. Mm-hmm. And she just, you know, she was going through looking at the notifications and she saw this and she's like, I think this is a powerful thing. I think that this needs to be shared with the world. So
right.
She shares it and ends up getting back to this young guy. You know, he was never trying to be famous or anything. He had no way of knowing if anybody would even see it at all.
Mm.
And you know, everybody seeing it is just, I think that sometimes you just kind of need to hear that. You just need to hear that one person say it.
Exactly. Well, and I can imagine maybe something like that would spread through the community and everybody's doors ringing, knocking, and messages like that. Maybe he's inspired others to do the same thing. What a thoughtful young man. And here he is, he's got to go against the rub here. I mean, his peers are doing this and they're doing it just to be cute. But he figures, hey, if I got to participate, let's put a little twist on it. Well, bless his heart. You see, this is, again, you and I talk about these kids that you get stories like this and you go, man, I want to see what they're like 10, 15 years down the road, right? When they grow up. Something tells me. Just whatever you do, pal, do not turn into some, you know, cartel drug dealer or anything like that. But, you know, just go out there and continue on this trajectory of exceptionalism that you've been blessed with, and hopefully that continues to be realized, you know, for you and you know, and your future family. I mean, what a special young man! Just a simple act of kindness, like you and I talked about. It doesn't take much, does it?
It doesn't take much, and I think that one of the things that I noticed when I'm like reading about him was his mom, because you know all these people are like, oh, his parents must be very proud. Well, you know, you find out that his mom is actually really proud, but she's not surprised, and she's like, he's the kind of guy who always wants to stand up to bullies and stand up for people. And I just think this was just one example of many of him feeling like he's kind of, you know, and I don't think ding-dong ditching is necessarily bullying or anything, but he just, it's like this kid just has a kind heart and just wants to do good in the world and, like, help people who need it. And he's already made a great start, you know?
Yeah, for a moment, you're pausing and thinking about the person on the other side of the door.
Yes.
How many people would do that? You know, that's exceptional. Yes. I mean, because actions have consequences, right?
That's
on all levels, even though you may say, well, it's not that big a whoop. Well, but look what he did. He took something that could be so meaningless to be special, and then it's a big whoop for somebody who got that message, right? It made their day, their year, possibly, you know? How cool. Next story, something similar here. You got neighbors, they call cops, they're trying to mow lawns, I guess, and save for a PS5. And, hey, look it. I mean, he's not like going to the store stealing it. He's willing to work.
So tell
him what the cops did.
So this is one of the signs. This young boy, he looks like he's about 11 or 12 years old. He decides he's going to buy a PS5. Apparently, this is about $500 for the original purchase, and then you have to spend $10 a month to get online. No easy feat, you know, especially if your parents aren't going to hand it to you. So he decides, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to work for him. I'm going to mow lawns and pull weeds. I mean, honestly, what more could you want from a kid?
Exactly.
You know, he wants something. He's willing to go and do the hard work for it. But for some reason, his neighbors decided to call and say they didn't want him out there doing this. And when the cops responded, Officer Colleran, you know, he was the first one that came in. And this is down in Hayfield, Georgia. He just, like, went and started talking to the young guy, and he finds out what he's doing. He's like, I'm a gamer myself. Like, you're out here working and trying to do this. We're going to get you this PS5. So
and
the officer and his buddies decide to get together and pay the $500 and get him a gift card for the membership fee.
How cool.
So, yeah.
So when he was mowing, was he getting the owner's permission first, or he was mowing and then hoping they would contribute?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Never really clear on why the cops got called, but
Because the neighbors were sitting there seeing a kid, you know, doing something as destructive as mowing people's lawn.
I know.
It's like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I mean, People are getting a little. We're getting a little tense here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna get the kid a PS5. We're gonna get you a bottle of wine. Have you calm down just a little bit, okay? So everybody's happy. Why not? This next story, you got celebrities and public are coming together for an actress following a low turnout at her play. Wow, that's cool. What happened?
That's right. So there's the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. It's in Scotland, and this is 3-week arts and culture celebration where artists and performers take hundreds of stages all over the city to have shows for all kinds of tastes, which I think is so cool.
I've never been there, but I've seen footage of this. This is awesome what they do. You know, it's kind of like what do we have in California where I was from? They had what they called the Renaissance Fair. And people would all, you know, they dress up all in the old appropriate, garb of Renaissance and all that kind of stuff. And it was very cool. But anyway, I've heard about this, but I've never seen. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's awesome. But anyway.
So this sounds like a really cool idea. And Georgie Greer, she was left in tears. She was doing a one-woman performance. And it turned out it was a one-woman show, and, you know, it takes a brave soul to get up there and just straight up entertain with no interaction for a good amount of time. And only one person came to her play. And
well,
so
because it's a one-woman show. If it's a one-woman show, that's all you get is one person. That's all you need.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Wow.
But no, what a bummer. So one-woman show, only one person. Oh, Lord. Yeah, tough.
And so she goes on TikTok, and she's like, she's just talking about it, and she's like, it's fine, isn't it? It's okay. But she's, like, tearful.
Yeah, of course.
So Dara O'Brien, who's an Irish comedian and TV host, she commented, she's like, you know, we've all been there. I bought drinks for my audience just to thank them for being the only ones to come. Sometimes that's how it starts. And so she starts getting publicity from this. And then, she had nearly a sellout crowd, which was 32 seats out of 40 the next day. Uh-huh. But that's a big that's a big difference. And, you know, I love when people see the need and they're just like, you know what, I'm going to go out and support this stranger that I've never met. Like, I just love
exactly
that about the human spirit. And, cool.
Can you imagine?
She's going to be a famous actress one day.
Exactly. Down the road, she's going to be a big star. I remember the first time I did a one-woman show for one woman. Maybe I should have changed the title or the idea. But anyway, yeah, it'll definitely be something because all celebrities like that and people go through it, you know, we all have our own stories, whether you're a celebrity or not or you think you're not, where there's been things where the odds have been against you, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, crazy, crazy good stuff. This next one is how all she needed was a second chance. This is a story of an opiate addict's redemption story, right?
Oh, yeah. So Sarah Gadd, so her story is very interesting and, you know, it's hard to cover in a short amount of time, but I think it's worth noting. So between 2012 and 2015, she had 7 felony drug convictions, and now she's graduated from and become a lawyer. And I think that the important thing is, she's an Ivy League educated lawyer, not just a lawyer. She just had her first case and exonerated a guy from a murder conviction. He wasn't guilty. She gets him off. The amazing thing is it was actually the lady from The Making of a Murderer that came in and was her lawyer and got her to come, whenever she was in the Chicago jail for a drug conviction, she comes in and she gets her out. She helps her. She hires her. And Sarah ends up becoming interested in the law and turning her life around. And the judge that had, presided over her for her drug conviction, she ends up running into them the day after she exonerates this guy. And I just think that's amazing. You know, an opioid addiction is no joke.
No.
And, you know, that's not that long ago. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Less than 10 years ago.
Especially today, the brutal consequences of opioid addiction with fentanyl running around could be an absolute disaster, no doubt. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.